Hello, Marion Pallister, Justice and Peace Scotland Vice Chair here. What does April the 1st mean to you? For some, it's April Fool's Day, which I'm told dates back to the change from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. The beginning of the new year had been around April, but the new calendar pushed it back to January the 1st as we know it. And in France, there were diehards who didn't want this change. They were mocked, and apparently the April Fool tradition began. Or you may view April the 1st as St. Kellach's feast day. The Catholic Church lists a whole number of saints celebrated on the 1st of April, but the nearest to home, especially if, like me, you come from the Diocese of Argyll and the Isles, is the Irish-born St. Kellach, who became a Benedictine in England before serving as the Archbishop of Armagh from the precocious age of 26. He died on April the 1st, 1129, having played a major role in reforming the Church in Ireland. Gold stars for all of the you who might have known that wee nugget, which I certainly didn't. For Justice and Peace Scotland, however, April the 1st marks the beginning of celebrations for the Commission's 40th anniversary, and members of the Commission will be donning the gardening gloves after a mass at Carfin Grotto to plant 8 trees, one for each of Scotland's dioceses. And what better gifts to offer up to commemorate the Commission's 40th birthday than juniper and Scots pine? Juniper for justice, Scots pine for peace. We thought long and hard about the best way to mark this occasion, and we agreed that at a time when the environment is in crisis, planting trees at the Carfin Shrine would be symbolic of the uncompromising stance the Commission has taken over the past 4 decades in its quest for justice at home and around the world. In 2019, Justice and Peace Scotland's main campaign focuses on the environment. We believe that climate change ranks as one of the greatest challenges to future human well-being. If we were to draw a spider graph of the situations that threaten justice and peace in 2019, and indeed endanger our very existence in the coming decades, all threads of the web would lead back to climate change. Why do people trek the length of the African continent to sail in a rust bucket to a hostile European country? Certainly not because they heard we have a free health service and benefits for the unemployed. They risk their lives because their livelihoods have dried up, possibly literally. SCIAF, the official aid agency of the Scottish Bishops' Conference, says that in all of the 27 countries where it funds projects, they are hearing that climate change is making it harder to grow crops. Certainly, forest fires, unseasonable droughts and flash floods create the poverty that makes men leave their families to seek work elsewhere. The thought that in another region, another continent, there may be a job that will enable them to send back money to help them, the wives and the children at home, to what, go to school, put food in their bellies. It's a risk that they see is worth taking. The structural injustices that create these imbalances stem from a richer north spewing out carbon emissions and damaging terribly an already poorer south. They stem from industrialised deforestation, with wealthy developed countries raping the undeveloped. Trees are the earth's lungs. Strip out thousands and thousands of acres of forest to raise cattle for burgers or provide palm oil to grease the north's convenience food market, and the earth can't breathe. Native homelands are being systematically slashed and burned to benefit our lifestyles. Where are people to go if their homes and ability to fish or grow crops have been dynamited out of existence? Is it surprising if peace is threatened? Of course, it isn't only humankind that's suffering as a result of careless stewardship of this planet. From bumblebees to orangutans, species are being wiped out. If, like me, you saw on social media the footage of an orangutan fighting a giant felling machine in a South American jungle, I'm sure that, like me, you will move to tears. His habitat was being slashed from under him. He didn't even have a rust bucket of a boat to get the hell out of there. People traffickers want big bucks to transport human migrants. Animals don't stand a chance. Justice and Peace Scotland passionately believes that we must work to secure measures that will put the brakes on climate change. If you visit our website, you'll see those measures can be small and individual and involve each and every one of us, or can be big in terms of seeking to influence governments to take action. And of course, one way you can do that is to complete the campaign postcard you received in your SCIAF Lent pack. It asks the UK government to introduce more ambitious legislation to stop climate change. The trees Justice and Peace Scotland plants on April the 1st may be some symbolic, but they will also play their part in reversing the damage bad stewardship of the earth has created. When the National Commission for Justice and Peace began its role of advising the Scottish Bishops' Conference of the Catholic Church in matters relating to social justice, international peace and human rights 4 decades ago, the science wasn't yet telling us the damage industrialisation was creating. It was telling us that increasingly sophisticated nuclear weapons could destroy the planet at a stroke. Father Willie Slaven was the Commission's National Secretary for 5 years, and he recalls that from the time Justice and Peace Scotland set up shop in 1979, it was a time when, as he says, we were very worried about being blown to smithereens. So as National Secretary, he co-authored the Scottish Bishops' important March 1982 statement that Trident's ability to inflict indiscriminate destruction was, as they said, a crime against God and nature. Pope Paul VI has said, if you want peace, work for justice, and this new organisation on the block in 1979 prioritised justice. The miners' strike quickly topped Father Willie Slaven's agenda. Today we know that we must phase out fossil fuels, but then the UK government was phasing out the industry for political ends and people were hurting. They needed help to find justice. Over the decades, the nuclear arms issue has remained a top priority. Before the 1999 Scottish parliamentary elections, the Scottish bishops published views on a whole range of issues, including their opinion that there could be no justification for stockpiling nuclear weapons in Scotland. Justice and Peace Scotland's current Bishop President, Bishop Bill Nolan, has continued that tradition, speaking for the Commission at Faslane demonstrations. And of course, poverty, one of the major injustices across the world for some of the reasons I've already mentioned. Poverty has been an ongoing issue for Justice and Peace Scotland. Some of you will remember the Make Poverty History March in Edinburgh in 2005. Maybe it shows my age, but I can remember being there and it was such a moving event. And a big Justice and Peace Scotland delegation was amongst those thousands protesting. In 2006, the then National Secretary, Dr. Richard MacCready, listed trade justice, poverty, asylum, clear drinking water and the use of nuclear weapons as major concerns. He said that working to change opinions of asylum seekers, who you may remember were being called bogus asylum seekers at the time, and to stop asylum seekers from being deported was a particularly satisfying part of his work. Sadly, for a mix of reasons that include war and climate change, the world has seen an increase in asylum seekers, and in recent years, an openly hostile environment has been created by the UK government. I've mentioned before on Radio Alba the evidence that shows workers are being rewarded for allegedly losing refugees' papers. And so, well, we're still working to improve conditions for refugees and migrants, raising awareness of their situation. We've taken volunteers to Calais to assist helpers on the ground there, where youngsters promised a future in Britain under the Dubs legislation remain in a cruel, cruel limbo. And in recent months, Bishop Nolan and Justice and Peace delegates were again present at Dungavel Detention Centre, petitioning for the rights of asylum seekers held there. So we can't really celebrate our 40 years in existence. In an ideal world, we'd have worked ourselves out of existence. Instead, we have to put poverty, human trafficking and modern slavery on our 2019 agenda, along with campaigning to stop the cynical arms trade and the presence of nuclear weapons on our shores, which Pope Francis has declared immoral. And of course, climate change. Catholic social teaching emphasises care for creation. We're told that respect for human life means respecting all of God's creation. We are urged to re-engage with our environment and take responsibility for it. We're asked to live sustainably so that there are enough resources for everyone. And that teaching also emphasises, as Pope Francis' document Laudato Si does, the relationship between human activity and global warming must be constantly monitored for, as it says, the climate is a good that must be protected. And that comes straight from the Vatican's Compendium of the Social Doctrine of the Church, paragraph 470, if you'd like to check it out. Pope Francis said, creation is not a property which we can rule over at will, or even less is the property of only a few. Creation is a gift. It is a wonderful gift that God has given us so that we care for it and we use it for the benefit of all, always with great respect and gratitude. So, by planting our juniper and Scots pines, we're not only hoping that life begins at 40 for Scottish Justice and Peace Commission, but that it will mark the start of a move towards that greater respect and gratitude for creation. There are extra trees sourced by Father Roddy Johnston, Vicar General of the Diocese of Argyll in the Isles and a former forester, so each diocese can grow their own, symbolising the rededication of the Commission and new growth of Justice and Peace groups around the country. Our trees will remind us to strengthen our action as injustices evolve, as they surely will. You're very, very welcome to join us at Carfin, but also in our quest for justice and peace. I'd like to finish with part of a prayer from Pope Francis' Laudato Si document. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of your creatures. You embrace with your tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with peace, that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. We thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. I thank you for listening, and I do invite you to join us in that struggle for justice, for love, and for peace. Thank you.